These helpless women are from Pakistan's tribal region of Swat. In normal circumstances, they hardly step out of their homes. They don't even speak to anyone other than their close family members, given the centuries-old conservative culture in the tribal region bordering with Afghanistan. What has compelled these 70 families to come all the way from the tribal areas and protest in Islamabad is the illegal detention of thousands of their family members, allegedly by Pakistan Army and military-run intelligence agencies. Much of their suffering started after Pakistan Army launched a US-sponsored military operation against the Taliban in 2009. That is when the Army offered general amnesty, warning residents of Swat Valley to get themselves registered with the authorities even if they had the weakest link with the Taliban. People got themselves registered with the military-backed peace committee to prevent bulldozing of their houses under the tribal black law.
We have heavily suffered brutality at the hands of security forces. The army forcibly enter in our houses and get hold of our male family members, and then they never return home. My family is not the only victim. It has been happening with so many other people.
They were told that if you ever supported anybody who we call like Taliban or terrorists, then your home will be bulldozed. Your houses will be grounded. And all your children will be killed and everything will be destroyed. Every property will be taken if you are not going to declare your son. So for the sake of this peace and for this harassment, they handed over their own sons to the security forces. But they never knew that they are never going to come back.
Since 2009, the military has been keeping them in alleged illegal detention without any formal charge sheet and refuses to hand them back to their families. These families fear that the military might have handed many of the victims to the US, not unusual in such cases of enforced disappearances elsewhere in Pakistan. The right activists have reported 10 to 20,000 people in illegal custody of US and Pakistani intelligence agencies.
The rule of law in Pakistan has a selective application largely against the politicians and the civil bureaucracy, and it is hard to find law getting into action against the powerful intelligence agencies believed to be behind large-scale kidnapping of none other than their own people under the cover of so-called war on terror. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.